From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's economy will grow in the range of 4.7 to 5.12% in 2020. Researchers from the Economic Research Center of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Agus Ekonugroho, remarked at a virtual media briefing on Indonesia's economic outlook in 2022 on Thursday. It is estimated to reach 3.54% in the fourth quarter. Thus, the overall growth of Indonesia's economy in 2021 has been pegged at 3.3%. Furthermore, changes in the inventory management will strengthen the economy in 2022. Farmers joining state-owned fertilizer company PT Pupuk Indonesia Persero Prosperity Makmur program will enjoy increased agricultural productivities and income. Special Staff 3 of State-Owned Enterprises SOE Minister Arya Sinulinga said in Rawa Merta Subdistrict Karawang, West Java Province on Thursday. The Makmur program, which stands for Mari Kita Majukan Usaha Rakyat or Let's Advance People's Business, was launched in August 2021. Furthermore, the special staff invited farmers in Karawang District to join the program, saying the region is among the national rice granaries and therefore needs better agricultural assistance. The utilization of the 30% biodiesel or B30 in 2021 helped Indonesia save $4.54 billion in foreign exchange, or equivalent to 64.6 trillion rupiah, the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has informed in a written statement on Thursday. Strong collaboration between the government, business entities, and research institution must continue to be carried out to resolve the challenges to the mandatory use of biofuels in 2022. The mandatory use of B30 is one of the government's attempts to increase the utilization of renewable energy and to reduce the international trade balance deficit. Let's move on to the international news. Australia will further shorten the wait time for people to receive their COVID-19 booster shots, Health Minister Greg Hunt said on Friday, as the country grapples with record infections fueled by the Omicron variant. Booster shots will be offered from January 4 to everyone over 18, who had their second shot 4 months earlier, and the interval will be again reduced to 3 months by the end of January. The United Nations will kick off a campaign on Friday to raise $6.5 million in aid for victims of Typhoon Rai, which ravaged the Philippines last week, the organization's in-country coordinator said. The money will be targeted towards 530,000 people in worst-affected areas, who are in dire need of health logistic, access to drinking water, and sanitation facilities. Super Typhoon Rai devastated parts of the Philippines 1 week ago, leaving at least 375 people dead, largely in the south and center of the island chain. The International Monetary Fund said on Thursday it will extend its flexible access to emergency funding for an additional 18 months to help nations severely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The IMF's executive board agreed on Monday to temporary increases to the cumulative access limits under its emergency financing instrument through June 2023, the Washington-based crisis lender said in a statement. In April 2020, as the world faced the first wave of coronavirus infections and death, the IMF eased access to such aid, including raising the level of funding that countries could obtain. Japan will stick to its aim of achieving a primary budget surplus in fiscal 2025, and it is important to continue efforts on fiscal reform, Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki said on Friday. Asked if heavy spending to fight the COVID-19 pandemic may force the government to give up on target, Suzuki said there's no need to change it. Suzuki was speaking to reporters after the cabinet approved a record $940 billion budget for the new fiscal year from April. Listener, that was the news. Afghanistan avoid getting into a humanitarian crisis, the United States might relax its sanction against Afghanistan. The easing includes supporting U.S. officials and certain international organizations such as the United Nations or UN to transact with the Taliban or the Haqqani Network for official purposes. Non-governmental organizations are also allowed to cooperate with the Taliban and the Haqqani Network in humanitarian activities. The U.S. imposed sanctions on the Taliban because it was categorized as a terrorist group. They include freezing the Taliban's group assets in the U.S. and barring U.S. citizens from having contact with the Taliban group. The U.S. decision follows the U.N.'s plan to pay nearly $6 million for protections cost in Afghanistan. The proposed funds would be paid next year mostly to subsidize the monthly wages of Taliban fighters guarding the UN facilities and to provide them a monthly food allowance under an expansion of an accord with the former US-backed Afghan government. This was reported by Reuters news agency on Thursday. However, even though sanctions have been relaxed and humanitarian aid will come in, the US continues to encourage the Taliban group to work on their own in a bid to overcome Afghanistan's collapsed economy. The United Nations has specific reason why it is necessary to issue a resolution that resolves donors, aid groups, and financial institutions involved in humanitarian assistance from the sanction imposed on the Taliban. This is solely to provide humanitarian assistance to the Afghan people. On behalf of humanity, that the UN did was right. The country with 39 million people still needs food. Currently, they are struggling hard to overcome the humanitarian crisis and food shortage due to the faltering Afghan economy because there is no more foreign financial assistance. Let's begin with December 24, 1953, when the Tangiwai disasters occurred. The Tangiwai disaster happened on December 24, 1953. A railway bridge above Wangeheyu River collapsed when an express passenger train passed from Wellington to Auckland in Tangiwai, North Island, New Zealand. The locomotive and first six carriages derailed into the river, killing 151 people. The Board of Inquiry found that the incident was caused by the collapsing Teprau Dam near the river. This became the worst train incident in New Zealand. Moving on to December 24, 1994, when tourists hijacked Air France 8969. Four Algerian militants who named themselves Armed Islamic Group hijacked Air France flight 8969 from Hourari, Boumediene, Algeria. The terrorists took control of the plane for 2 days, during which three passengers on the plane died. French Prime Minister Edouard Balladur dispatched a special team to rescue the victims. When the aircraft landed in Marseille, the arrest was done. The terrorists died and the remaining hostages were rescued without any injury. December 24, 2000, a Christmas bomb attacked in Indonesia. Series of bombing hit some churches in Indonesia during Christmas Eve on December 24, 2000. Some regions were attacked by terrorists including Batam, Pekanbaru, Jakarta, Sukabumi, Pangandaran, Bandung, Kudus, Mojokerto, and Mataram. Some 18 people died due to the bombing. Jabah Islamiyah was accused of the attack.
Happiness of you, so smile.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Electronics industry was one of the manufacturing sector which received a development priority in doing digital transformation according to the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. The strategic efforts aim to increase the quality and quantity more efficiently so that it can compete in both domestic and global markets. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, when visiting a home appliances export company in Jakarta on Monday, said, during the January-September 2021 period, the home appliances export value was $1.8 million, or grew by 98% compared to the same period last year. Agus Gumiwang affirmed that the industry ministry was committed to reducing imports, including appliances imports. Therefore, the minister was accelerating 35% import substitution program in 2022. The minister added one of the strategies was industrial structural deepening by increasing domestic electronic components production. Meanwhile, the ministry's Director General for Metal, Machinery, Transportation and Electronics Industries, Taufik Bawazir, said, one of the main factors in triggering Indonesian manufacturing industry competitiveness value was the fulfillment of Indonesian national standards. This condition was an indication of international market recognition to the basic requirements set by the Indonesian national standard.
Jadi semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis, kamu membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu.
Karena takut padamu. Ulalalalala, aku jatuh cinta. Ulalalalala, padamu. Ulalalalala, yang aku ingin kamu jadi pacarku.
Datang menghampiriku, berangan-angan kamu tempat duduk sampingku, pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Berhati-hati, wanna make it right to get your heart, want to get your right here by my side. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam tanganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pada pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, kepada
kau begitu lucu.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The people of Madura in East Java have various arts and interesting cultures. One of them is Muang Sangkal dance. The dance has become an icon in Madura Island, particularly in Sumenep Regency. The name of the dance is taken from Madura's traditional language, namely Muang and Sangkal. Muang means avoiding and Sangkal means calamity. Those the two words, Muang Sangkal, mean avoiding calamity or mistake from oneself. The dance Muang Sangkal was created in 1972 by an artist named Taufikur Rahman. He created the dance because of his care and other artists in interpreting the natural beauty and uniqueness of Madura Island. Besides, he hopes through the dance it can bring back the history and the life of Sumenep Palace in the past. In general, the dancers of Muang Sangkal dance have an odd number. It can be 1, 3, 5, and so on. Moreover, the costume worn by the dancers is a bridal costume, namely lega, a typical costume of Sumenep with specialty colors, namely a combination of red and yellow and a combination of yellow and green. When the dancers would like to dance, they are not getting menstruated. The prohibition is in force so that the sacredness of the dance is kept well. While dancing, the dancers hold a brass bowl filled with many kinds of flowers and yellow rice. Then they walk hand in hand with hand movements while sowing flowers and yellow rice in the bowl and accompanied by typical gamelan music of the Sumenep Palace. Yellow rice and flowers are sown as a symbol of throwing away disaster. The typical dance of the Sumenep Palace was created to welcome noble guests. Until now, the Sumenep Palace and the Sumenep District Government continuously preserve the dance by performing it when important guests make a visit to their areas. Apart from being performed in Sumenep and Madura Island, Muang Sangkal dance has also been performed in many countries.
rumahmu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa. Tawa candamu mengalihkan semua getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
Indonesia is a maritime country with extraordinary natural resources. In maximizing the benefits of marine resources, the use of technology is needed. One of them is the FishGo application created by Indonesian children. It is a fish position tracking application based on a remote sensing and navigation system to help fishermen find catch areas more easily and accurately. Igede Mertayoga Pratama is the inventor of the FishGo application. This application was inspired by the popular Pokemon Go game a few years ago. This concept inspired Igede Mertayoga Pratama to create FishGo. It was made because of the condition of Indonesia that is known as a maritime country. But in fact, fishermen are still classified as vulnerable group with high job risk. Fishing activities which are still very traditional, are no longer of much help. The circulation of the constellations that have been the reference so far, in fact, still makes fishermen have to go around looking for fish gathering points. Fuel consumption becomes more. In addition, the fishermen also have to face dangers because they are not equipped with accurate weather prediction capabilities. Igede relies that fishing points can be predicted through satellite imagery obtained from fish characteristic data. This Android-based application for determining fish catch areas has several excellent features, including potential fishing areas, best fishing times, safe fishing routes, hourly weather forecast information. FishGo is also equipped with the ability to compare the expedition. FishGo is also equipped with the ability to compare the experience of fishermen catching fish or condition in the field by utilizing algorithm pattern so that they can provide certainty and accuracy of information. That's Miss Seleni.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I am going to present a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Haholongi Inangni, to be sung by Joy Tobing. The song tells about sacrifice of a mother to raise her children. The song, which was composed by Daka Hutagalung, has also a very deep message, so that, as children, they should always love and respect their mothers. Here is the regional song from North Sumatra, entitled Haholongi Inangni, sung by Joy Tobing.
Nangalian mo
Voice of Indonesia.
Menunggu kamu
Voice of Indonesia.
Mentari pagi menyapa tidurku, membangunkan jiwa dan raga. Di kota ini semua jadi satu, mimpi dan asa dalam harapanku. Kaya dan miskin semua tak teratur, cinta dan benci semua melebur. Hidup muda atau hidup yang susah, semua bisa kita jalankan. Hanya satu hal yang harus aku punya, mimpi yang besar karena ku hidup di kota Jakarta. Berikanmu sejuta harapan di Jakarta. Berikanmu sejuta impian. Takkan pernah terlelap, kan selalu gemerlap. Walau sedih menghadap, selamat datang di Jakarta. Jalan ramai di sepi hati, didesak waktu semua berlari. Besar dan kecil semua mencari arti hidup untuk selebrasi. Hentangkan setiap tangan kecilmu, gapai mimpimu cari di setiap sudut kota Jakarta.
Of Indonesia.
Berubah sekian waktu jauh.
jariku. Oh, mereka rekan rencana, apakah kita buat bila ada perjumpaan? Oh, indah, di manakah kau berada? Rindu aku ingin jumpa, meski lewat dada. Kau dengarkah segenap rasa tertumpah mengalir mendalam. Isi malam menangis tertawa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.